I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Stupid. They're not. And you do not help anybody on the right side of things by dismissing people on the left side of things as stupid. Very smart, very calculating. So what the left realized years ago, we're going to change the language. Now you take a look at the federal code, and nobody does that, of course, I know, but were you to open up the law books, you would see the terminology. Right? Illegal alien, or some sections, illegal immigrant. That's the term. I don't like it. Well, that's okay, I guess. But that's the term. So what happened a few years back? You remember? All of a sudden, illegal aliens and illegal immigrants became, quote, undocumented immigrants. What an interesting phrase, undocumented. I'll tell you what undocumented really means. It means if you were to walk out of your house and you forgot your wallet with your driver's license in it, you would be undocumented. But I'm here to tell you, if you break into your neighbor's house and plant your tush on their couch, you are not a, quote, uninvited guest. If you are selling drugs, are you selling drugs or are you simply an undocumented pharmacist? You see how silly it is. You see how ridiculous it is. But that is now the standard practice. And one of the ways that it advances is that you have very weak left-wing people in legacy news operations. And they go along with it because they believe this stuff to begin with. But they also say, oh, well, look, Jeff, the AP changed their style book, so I have to follow that. Believe me, I've seen that. Folks are always concerned about news at WRVA. I've been here for 13 years. And the very best news delivery, the very best news coverage, the very best news presentation, the fairest, the most honest, has occurred since Charles Pyle joined our team and began as our news director. I was here, I've been here a long time, and I've watched news directors with far left-wing agendas who let that get in the way of reporting the news. I knew it, they knew it, didn't matter, nothing I could do. Oh, I mentioned it, and there were people who just didn't care. That's true. I joke about it, but there have been times in the past where you go, yeah, your complaint will be ignored promptly. We've had folks in that news operation who, again, had their own agenda. Let it get in the way of news. I've told this story many times. I'm going to tell it one more time because it's Friday, and I just feel like telling it, I guess. When I first got to WRVA, there was someone on our news team. I didn't know anybody, right? I'm here all by myself. I don't know anybody. I spent a couple of days here in the radio factory. You know, one person in particular walked by, would never talk to me, pretended like I didn't exist. I'm thinking, well, who are you? I was at a synagogue. And there was a person there wearing a WRVA staff jacket. I thought, oh, well, that's, that's a person from the radio factory. I went up to talk. I thought, well, all right, we're kind of off the clock. I wouldn't talk to me. And I thought, well, bizarre. But I will tell you, sure as I sit here, that since Charles has been on the team, what we have gotten at the top and bottom of each and every hour has been news. I don't like what he said. Okay. Did you have an actual question about actual news, or did you just not like him for some reason? Because I am here today, and I will defend my team, that Charles is doing a great job. And Gary Hess does a great job in the morning. Great job. Sarah Huffman is doing a great job. We've got a lot of great people. We got good stuff going on. Anyway, I don't even know how I got off on that tangent. Germ, did you take notes? Any you don't know either how I wound up here. All right. Oh, I know. I was going to complain about the Virginia Public Media lady. What is her name? Jamie Swain. Oh, my God. They cut our funding. Well, tough. Did you see the photos? The visuals? The video of the State Department employees who were laid off? Oh, they're crying and whining and moaning and hugging each other. And somehow that was a news story. And I was supposed to be upset about it. Listen, I've lost plenty of jobs in my life. I didn't have anybody crying for me. How about when that make-believe president said to coal miners who were losing their jobs, hey, you guys should learn how to code. Remember that? Anybody cry for the coal miners? Any news coverage? Any, hugs and drum circles and puppy cuddles and rainbow t-shirts? Or where a lot of us thinking, man, it sucks to be you. I hope it works out. People lose jobs every day. There were all sorts of layoffs not too long ago in these big tech companies. I didn't see coverage of that. Again, it's all agenda-driven. So when I hear the grand poobah of Virginia Public Media telling me about a terrible situation and how they're going to continue advocating for taxpayer money, I'm a taxpayer, and I'm telling you right now, I'm not giving you a dime. I don't like what you produce. And so I made the choice not to consume it. I shouldn't involuntarily be paying for your stuff. Think about it in terms of shopping. Heidi and I are loyal customers of Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. It's not right around the corner. You know, we're in Ashland, they're in Short Pump. But we love the food, we love the people, we love the quality, we love everything about it. So we made a choice that we make a trip down to Tom Leonard's Farmers Market to buy certain items. What happens if we decide we're not going anymore? We don't go anymore, and they don't get any more of our money. That's the way the business works. That's the way the world works. What if somebody moves to town and says, boy, I love this Tom Leonard's Farmers Market, but now I've moved out to Fredericksburg. I'm not going to drive there anymore. Do the Leonards get to say, well, okay, you're not actually consuming our products anymore, but you still have to pay us? Of course not. This is the real world. And the NPR folks and the PBS folks are getting, I guess, a rude awakening. But welcome to the real world. And if you really do believe in what it is that you produce, whether it is audio or video, then put it out there. Go get yourself some real advertisers. And compete in the dreaded private sector, in the free market. You ever hear of the free market? We'll welcome you to it if you ever actually get involved. Hey, coming up in a couple of moments, got tickets for you. John Fogerty's coming August the 1st to the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That is Meadow Event Park up in Doswell. 420-ish is when I'll give you the tickets for that. I'm going to annoy you again and remind you, I need you to text 100, text 100. To this number, 804-430-5505. Text 100-100 to 804-430-5505. That's how you vote for the Jeff Katz Show, best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. We'd love to make it 6 years in a row. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 420, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. No, that's all it is, but it's Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high-fives all the way around. I want to make your day even better. Here's what I want to do. I want to give you a pair of tickets. You go see John Fogerty August the 1st at Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. Of course, that happens at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Beautiful venue. Great service. Matt Krieger and the team have, for years, provided the best. And, Matt's dad, Larry, started the whole thing. And it's been kind of neat over the years to watch Larry kind of just fade back a little bit and go, there you go, Matthew, it's all yours, have at it. And Matt just keeps hitting it out of the park. Anyway, I want you to go and see them. Again, John Fogerty, Atlantic Union Bank, After Hours Concert Series, Meadow Event Park in Doswell. It's Friday. That's 5. No, it's 6. It's the 6th day of the week. Week start on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that day, Friday. All right. Caller number 6 at 833-804-1140. You will get yourself a pair of tickets to go and enjoy John Fogerty at the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series, Meadow Event Park in Doswell on August the 1st. Couple of moments from now, my old friend, Kerry Dougherty, is going to be with us. One of the most talented people I know. I absolutely, every single opportunity I have, consume what she's producing. She does great radio. That's true. But I'm not out on Virginia Beach all that often. And her writing every Friday, I look forward to her weekly column. It's just spot on. And today's column was one of those that I said, "Oh my gosh, oh my gosh!" You know, were you thinking she's just hitting on all cylinders? Yeah, yeah.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're happy she's going to join us at 4:35. Now, a couple of things. Did you follow the Coldplay thing at Gillette Stadium up in Boston? I've mentioned to you that Heidi is out of town, right? Heidi is on a little trip. She's up in Boston. She was visiting a friend. And the friend thought that Heidi liked Coldplay. In fact, this friend is operating under the impression that Heidi loves Coldplay. Heidi actually hates the band Coldplay, but this friend is going through a divorce. The friend went out and bought two tickets for Coldplay at Gillette Stadium up in Foxborough and said to Heidi, "I know how much you love Coldplay. Please come up to Boston. We'll go to this concert." And long story short, Heidi got an airplane ticket. The first flight was canceled, and then she got another one, and she was there. She was there that night when those people who were hanging out with 49,998 of their closest friends wound up on camera, and their respective spouses were apparently blissfully unaware that they were there. And there you have it. Oh, no, I apparently don't like Coldplay either. I couldn't tell you definitively, but Heidi keeps track of these things for me. I have other things I'm concerned with, but I did ask her. I said, "Hey, do I like Coldplay?" And she said, "No, you don't like them either." And I went, "Okay, good. Works for me. No reason for me to go and see them. Don't need to listen to them. And all is right with the world." Simply that. Text the number 100 to 804 430-5505. Help the Jeff Katz Show once again be named the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Your show, but I was just went for a walk along the ocean front. There were kids with a lemonade stand. I'm not lying. And they were shouting. Yeah, I was listening to a book on tape. "Hey, my lemonade." And I said, "Sorry, kids, I don't have any money." And they said, "We take Venmo."
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I couldn't read their sign. I bet I said, it's like, "I have no idea what you're charging for your lemonade, but if they take Venmo, I can't afford it."
No.
Yeah, they take Venmo. Yeah, that's wow. My neighborhood. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Kerry. Do you think the kids who knew how to take Venmo have any idea how to tie their shoes?
Probably not. They were barefoot. No, just have you noticed that recently? That is the latest thing, trying to tell you how you don't have to tie your shoes. Get these Skechers, you know, these Freedom, these easy on, easy off. You don't even have to bend over. Just slide your foot in. What's the world coming to?
Well, that's my question to you, because you and I were about the same age. We learned how to tie our shoes. Now, I noticed you did two bunny ears. When I learned, I made one bunny ear and a lasso.
Oh, you lassoed your bunny. Oh, that's interesting. I can't quite visualize that. But no, I did the two bunny ears and learned how to do the double knot. You had to do a double knot or else your shoelaces came untied.
That's right.
But that was a rite of passage, right? I mean, once you learned to tie your shoes, you were rocking. You could leave the house without asking your mother to tie your shoes.
That's
it was great.
That was
a big deal.
So why has it gone away? I get it. You and I perhaps have, I'll just share, you know, we've aged in the point where somebody says, oh, it's easier? Okay, I could live with easier. But for kids who have given up on it, do you think we're just making all these kids just weaker and dopier?
I really believe if there's ever the zombie apocalypse, you and I and a handful of people our age will be the only ones. We can read road maps. We can drive a stick. We know how to change a tire.
Yep.
I was on a trip with my daughter when she was about 10 or 11, and she was a really smart kid. And we were lost in Pennsylvania, and I tossed her the road map because that was back before navigation. I said, here, try to figure out where we're going. She looked at it. She didn't even know how to read a map, but she could find Zimbabwe on a globe. She had nobody had ever taught her to read a road map.
Oh.
They have no survival skills.
They are going to be in trouble. But you know what? Carrie, and let me remind everybody, Carrie Dougherty is joining us, who's just such a talented writer and a wonderful broadcaster and an observer of life.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Well, I only tell the truth, as you know. Is it a done deal? Are these kids, is the next generation just out of luck, or can we whip them back into shape? What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I try to whip my grandkids into shape, but they love video games, even though they're limited on screen time. But they do like to, we play board games a lot. I grew up in a family, we're a board game family, and we do play board games with them. And I'm trying to get the kids, we all want to learn Mahjong. You play Mahjong?
Oh, yeah.
Seems like such an old lady game, but that's my goal. I bought a set because I like the tiles, and I can't get anybody to play with me yet, but I'm going to learn.
All right.
I'm making the kids learn.
Excellent.
It looks easy.
Well, I don't know about Mahjong. I will tell you the dominoes. My parents years ago. It's a great game. The game that is played is called Train. In some places, it's called Mexican Train.
Yes,
and it's great. It's great.
I played that.
Yeah,
We have friends coming over tonight. We have friends that we play cards with every Friday night. Oh. Like old people, we play hearts usually, and it's ruthless. I mean, it's ruthless.
Hey, what's happening out there in the beach with the political stuff? You know, here we're hearing so much. There were people kind of criticizing Winsome Sears as she runs for governor. You know, they didn't like the campaign manager. She doesn't have enough money. And we in Central Virginia, you know, we know all about CIA Abby. Abigail Spanberg is just full of crap from day one. But I don't know if you guys out there at the beach are familiar with what a total fraud she is.
Well, I think we are on our show, and we keep trying to point it out. I mean, Winsome Sears, this is the worst campaign for governor I've ever witnessed. And I'm glad she's fired her campaign manager. I have nothing against the guy. I don't know who he was, but whoever was running that show is terrible. It's not too late. Do you think she's only down by 12 points, which I thought it would be more, according to that VCU poll. So maybe she can pull this out.
I think she can, because I think as a person, I love Winsome. I think she's right
on
the
too.
Issues. She is tough as nails. She's a Marine's Marine. And if we don't want to go back to the days of being locked in our house by Ralph Northam or valuing DEI over everything with McAuliffe, we got to continue the 4 years of Youngkin. I mean, we got a great place now.
Can you imagine they will have gun control, all those bills? I think we had Glenn Youngkin on this week. I think the governor said he's vetoed 400 bills. Yeah, we don't even want to. If we went back and reviewed what he saved Virginia from,
that's right.
It's probably astonishing. And should the state go bright blue, we are in trouble. We will become California or Maryland. I don't know what we'll become, but it won't be good.
No, it would be ugly. Would it be ugly. With Aaron Rouse getting kicked back to the beach by the Dems, I mean they I don't know how they figured out they had to go crazier than you know LeVar Stoney, but they did. What are you hearing out there? I would imagine people are talking about it. Are people buying into it, or do they get what's at stake?
I don't know. Maybe I don't get out enough. I think Jay Jones, if you know Jay Jones at all, a very nice guy, well, from a wonderful family. His dad and I used to be, traveled in the same circle when we were single. He's a great, great man, just recently passed away. Okay. But Jay Jones is such a lightweight, and he's so pro-criminal. He's nothing like his dad. His mom's a juvenile judge here, very well thought of. And I think my encounters with Jay Jones have been few. He's a very nice, I think of him as a young man. He seems so young.
Yeah.
But he's not up to the job. I mean, Jason Meares has been kicking butt. He's a great attorney general.
Right.
I think he should be able to win that if he keeps going on the there's signs all over here, pink signs that say Jay Jones is too soft on criminals or something.
Okay.
Too soft.
Good.
I don't know if you're seeing those in Richmond, but
the ones we're seeing, we've got the Jason Meares protector of the people.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
which are pretty solid signs. I'm seeing plenty of those. I'm seeing Winsome Sears. I don't see a lot of small Winsome Sears signs. I see a lot of the giant billboards, you know, in fields. John Reed has got signs up all over Central Virginia. So I think we're in a good place. And again, I have to think, Carrie, and you tell me your perspective. Here we are. It's July 18th. Most people have not even begun to really focus on the election issues, right? We got to...
I agree.
Yeah.
Abigail Spanberger is all over TV down here, though. I mean, every time I turn the TV on, there she is trying to look reasonable and moderate and never mentioning she's a Democrat. You know, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But Winsome Sears has got to get out there more. We know her here. I think John Reed's running a very energetic campaign. We've had him on our show a few times, and he seems to be... Every time I turn around, he's somewhere. So
that's right. That's right.
Yeah. They need to. I think that little hiccup early on didn't help, though, with the little infighting on the team.
No, it certainly wasn't a net benefit. But I think at this point, I don't think it's much of a negative either. And you guys should know. I just want to give you a little piece of Central Virginia, Carrie, that you can share with the folks at the beach. If she's running the Abigail Spanberger spot where she's, quote, walking through the hallways of J.R. Tucker, and she's telling you how she used to walk.
Yes.
Those hallways. That school did not exist when she was in high school.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. The J.R. Tucker High School she went to was an all-outdoor campus, which meant, quite literally, there were no halls for Abby to walk through.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. What a fiction.
Great?
Yeah, that's terrific. That's just terrific. No, she seems like a phony to me. I don't know. But she'll win the beach, no doubt, because the Democrats always win the beach, but Chesapeake is a nice Republican stronghold down here, and they just got to limit the damage done by Spanberger down here. We're in that crescent, the crazy crescent from Northern Virginia down to here. But I'm glad to hear Jason has a big presence up there. We've been, it seems like we're focused on the campaign. We talk about a lot on the radio, but nobody out there is. I'm not seeing any yard signs yet, and our neighborhood's usually full of them.
There you go.
We just have the Venmo lemonade sign.
Well, I'll bet you that's really good lemonade if they're on Venmo. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I know.
Do me a favor, tell everybody where they can read your great writing, because I want everybody to get signed up for your newsletter, and if they're traveling out to the beach, where they can listen to you and Mike.
Right. Well, they can listen to us online at WTAR.com. We're on Talk Radio 96.5, that's FM, and 850 WTAR, and I'm at CarrieDougherty.com. So I write on my website almost every day, and then I send out a newsletter once a week where I try not to annoy you. I try to show my softer side on Friday.
It's a great side to show, my friend. It is a great side to show.
It's fun.
It is great stuff. Carrie, I always appreciate you making time for us. Give my best to Mike.
I will, and we're going to have you on the show really soon. Are you coming down here anytime? Do you get to the beach?
Not nearly enough, you know, if there's an invitation, I could probably figure out a reason to be down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, come. Well, give me a holler. Give me, that would be fun.
I'll bring lemonade.
I'll Venmo you.
There you go. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
That is Kerry Dougherty. Gosh, KerryDougherty.com. If you want to read some of her great writing, one of the best columnists I've ever had the privilege of reading. And again, if you're hanging out at the beach, she does a great radio program out there. She and Mike. Mike is a he's an attorney by trade. I think it was a prosecutor. I think it was a CA, ACA, and I'll probably screw that up. But great people. And Kerry, honest to goodness, just a wonderful columnist. I so enjoy her writing. Columnists are becoming fewer and fewer, and it's sad. It's sad to see that pass the way it has, but she's getting it done. I just love what she does. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I want to tell you that we've got a flood watch through central Virginia. We've got some rain up here at the moment in the center of the universe. We do have some very strong thunderstorms and gusty winds that we're all going to see at some point this evening. Basically right through the overnight. And then tomorrow they're talking about mostly cloudy and Sunday mostly sunny. It looks like that could be it looks like it could be the end of the rain, at least for the time being. But, you know, it's central Virginia in the summer, and it's going to be 90-something degrees, and the humidity is going to be 95%, which means there's always the possibility of some thunderstorms here and there. Next week, I'm not going to be here, and nothing personal, but I have the opportunity, actually, to be part of a great educational experience. Something I have thought about for a long time, and it gives me a lot of things to do. It's going to give me homework for sure. It's going to give me a lot of studying, and I got to put together some presentations, and there's a lot of stuff involved. So it's not, quote, a vacation, but I won't be here. But I'll tell you the other thing it gives me the opportunity to do, it gives me the opportunity to spend, a good solid hour in the car in the morning, and I'll get the chance to listen to Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, which will be great. I try and listen each and every day, but, you know, life happens, and so I don't always get the chance to listen to everything. But if I've got a solid hour just driving, well, what the heck? I won't be changing any diapers. I won't be asked many questions. I will be useless to every other person. Oh, it'll be great. What do you think about a Jeff Katz tote bag? I mean, because here, I keep talking about Virginia Public Media. Oh, give us money. Our shows suck. Please pay for them. Oh, they didn't even say please. Our shows suck. Give us money. Pay for their crappy shows. No. Sell another tote bag. Now I'm thinking maybe we need Jeff Katz tote bags. Would you want a Jeff Katz tote bag? Hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Seriously, should we do an entire NPR knockoff line of Jeff Katz merch? We could do tote bags, umbrellas. What else do they peddle over there? I mean, besides fiction. Somebody tell me. Would you want to buy, and I'm going to sell them, you know, I'm not going to give them to you, 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line. What do you think about a Jeff Katz merch line that's like a direct knock on the NPR stuff? Would you be interested in that? Oh, while you're texting, do me a favor. Would you text the number 100-100 to this number, 804-430-5505. That way you can vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. And we could do it 6 years in a row. Fingers are crossed. It's going to be a heavy lift this year. I know that, but I need your help. And it's free. Just text the number 100-100 to 804-430-5505. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.